welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's hard to believe that it's been 32 years that Crown has been in existence, helping literally millions of people over that span of time to not only learn, but also to apply and then to teach God's biblical financial principles. And today we're going to take a look back to our co-founder, Larry Burkett, and get some wisdom, which is not his wisdom in many cases. It's really God's wisdom, which is timeless.
Well, Larry was uncannily accurate in his predictions in 1991, Dave. I'm reading actually from his book right now when he said that there would be a series of warnings that he thought the Lord would give us to show that the economy was entering into a serious crisis. And he said the first one would be a banking crisis. And he said, this crack in the economy will be highly publicized because it will swallow up hundreds of banks, large and small, and will require $1 trillion or more in additional government subsidies. In other words, a government bailout program nearing $1 trillion. Now, he wrote that in 1991. And so today he's given a lot of credibility for being able to foresee what he thought was going to happen. And he said many times he was not trying to be a prophet.
Right.
He was prophetic, but not trying to be a prophet, because his intention was to warn believers to not get caught up in it and to get their personal house in order so that they would not be personally affected. In other words, it was going to come, but a slow-moving train didn't have to run over you. And so he talked about this years ago. And if you listen, he was emphatically warning people, don't get caught up like the rest of the world. If you see a problem, take action. Be prudent. And so today we're going to hear from Larry Burkett. He's going to do two segments. We're going to listen to his talk about the economy. Many of the things you're going to hear, they're still very, very true today. We're still on the exact same course of seeing the economy falter, seeing the economy loaded down with too much debt, having to go through a period of correction. And we're also seeing the government attempt to avoid this recession by loading up more debt. So it's going to be very insightful for our listeners to revisit what Larry was saying in 1991.
Well, Chuck, in just a moment, we're going to hear from Larry Burkett, our co-founder. And if you'd like to hear some other sound bites from Larry, you can go to crown.org, click on the Hope, Help, and Insight banner. And then if you click on the Insight section, you'll find some audio clips from Larry on the root cause of the economic earthquake, as well as some other audio resources from co-founder Larry Burkett. Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And today we have the rare privilege of being able to listen in on a speech that our co-founder Larry Burkett delivered back in 1991. Listen to him as he talks about the state of our economy.
If I were going to write a book about the economy, I would be primarily looking at the problems, because that's what I'm seeing. There are a lot of positive things about our economy, but there are a lot of negative things as well. There are three basic elements in any economy that operates. If you've ever studied any economics, you know that's absolutely true. There is the consumer, or the private sector of the economy, but primarily the consumers. We're the buyers and the sellers of the economy. We determine whether this economy grows or shrinks. And then there's the business sector, They are the sellers to us, the manufacturers and sellers, and then there is the government sector. For most of the history of our country, the government sector played almost no role in the economics of our country, really only until the New Deal administration, the Great Depression. And then we brought in a form of economics that we call Keynesian economics that was designed primarily to help the government stabilize economies. In other words, the government would take from the productive sector of the economy during the upswings, store that money, and then feed it back into the economy during downswings. That's the basic theory of John Maynard Keynes. Now, we adopted that, but we didn't adopt all of it, as you know, because our government takes from the economy during the good times, and then it takes from the economy during the bad times. And then when you do that, bad times get a lot worse sometimes. I have a lot of confidence in two sectors of our economy. In fact, we are in a recession today because the economy is working properly. Now, it may not be comfortable for a lot of people, but it means the economy is working properly. When consumers charge so much that they can no longer sustain their payments, they must cut back. Now, some of them didn't cut back, but the majority of the consumers in America decided they had borrowed too much during the 1980s, far beyond their ability to pay back. The government statistics tell us that in 1980, the average American was spending 65% of their family's disposable income on fixed payments every month. That meant they had 35% of their money that did not have to go to fixed payments. It was variable. They could buy clothing with it. They could take vacations with it, save it up to buy a new car, whatever they wanted. In 1990, the average American family was spending 97% of their disposable income in fixed payments every month. They had no flex at all. And when anything happened to them, they lost a paycheck, they were plunged into despair. They were plunged into bankruptcy for all intents and purposes. Well, consumers learned that, and they began paying money back. And they are paying money back. At all-time record levels, we're paying back debt, which is exactly what ought to happen. Now, if your economy grows as a result of expanding debt, then it shrinks when you start paying back that debt, which is what we call a recession. Businesses, to a large degree, because of the run-up in the stock market over the last couple of years, have been selling equity in their companies and using that to retire debt in their businesses, which is exactly what they ought to do. The one sector of our economy that is not functioning logically anymore is the public sector, particularly at the federal level. You see, they aren't paying back any debt. They aren't even thinking about paying back any debt. I'm not even sure that they can pay the debt back. But if so, in my opinion, let me share with you what an opinion's worth, because I'm going to share some opinions. Anytime you're talking about the economy, you have to share opinion. Some of that I can base on biblical principle. I believe that the only source of truth in existence, the only source of absolutes in existence, are God's Word. And I live by that. I try to teach by that. But there are times when you have to draw an opinion because God's Word is mute on some particular subject. Whether you and I should buy a Chevrolet, an Oldsmobile, or a Honda is pretty much mute in God's Word. So if you want my advice, it's going to be an opinion. I recall very vividly when I first began to counsel that I had a pastor in Atlanta who had referred a woman to me who needed some counsel. And she called one afternoon and she said, "My pastor said that I should come see you. I need some financial help. Do you give financial counsel?" I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "How much do you charge?" I said, "I don't charge anything." She said, "Well, I guess you get what you pay for in this life." And she hung up and never came in. So you can assume that's what an opinion is worth. If you didn't have to pay for it, that's about what it's worth. Everybody's got one. As it turned out, I began the process of gathering some information, all of it from our government, primarily from our government anyway, just to read it and find out where we were. And as I read through it, I was astounded. It was far worse than I would have ever. I knew it was bad. I mean, I thought it was bad. I didn't realize how bad it really is. We probably have, in my opinion, not more than 4 or 5 years to make a correction in this economy. Beyond that time, it is no longer even possible. I thought, in all honesty, that President Reagan was the last president who really had an effective method of changing the direction of this country, because he came in with such a huge mandate from the people. 80% of Americans almost put him in office. And he had a two-part program that was very sound, I thought, from the beginning. Cut taxes, which is a great idea. I'm all for that, and everybody else is. But then cut spending equivalent. Well, he got the first part of it through Congress, because all Congress is for cutting taxes. He never got the second part through. So we cut taxes, and we went on the biggest spending binge America has ever been on in the history of this nation. And we are deeper in debt than we've ever been before. Perhaps to the point where we can never escape debt again. I'm not sure.
Well, certainly Larry was spot on with what he had to say back in 1991, and it's amazing to me that some of those very same things still exist. Our consumer debt is at an all-time high, Dave, and in fact, it's fascinating to me that now, more so than ever, that the consumer does drive the economy. We make up 70% of the gross domestic product in this country. So for us to pull out of this recession, the government knows that the consumer has got to start spending again. They've got to start borrowing and spending. And that's why they're lowering the Fed rate. They're trying to get more borrowing, more spending going. But another thing they're trying to do is they're trying to get the government spending to actually increase. And Larry referenced the New Deal when the government took on a new role to help stimulate the economy. They started investing back in this country and helping to grow and expand and provide jobs. Well, now, Dave, here we are in 2008, and you're hearing Congress talk about the second New Deal. What can the government do to stimulate this economy, to expand their role, to increase their investment in this country? So those are the two sectors that they're looking to out of those that Larry said help this economy be great. Increased government and increased borrowing and spending by the consumer. I was very encouraged by Larry's view of a recession, that it's simply an opportunity to catch our breath, to pay down debt, and that's normal. But what he worried about was the ever-increasing federal debt when the government took on a greater role in order to stop the recession, and that's exactly where we are right now.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we have the privilege of being able to listen in to our co-founder Larry Burkett as he delivered an address way back in 1991 to a group of people here not far from their home office here in Gainesville, Georgia. And Chuck, when you listen to Larry's talk, it is like he could have delivered it yesterday.
Well, and Larry was spot on with his analysis of what our problems were. We have a problem with consumer debt, which causes the consumer to go into a recession and stall and have to pay back all of the debt they've accrued. You have a problem in the business sector when businesses have overborrowed and they have to pull in their horns, start selling equity to pay down debt. We're seeing that happen right now. And then you have a problem in the government sector. And the government has to figure out what they're going to do to try to either manage debt or stimulate the GDP. Larry said in his book he thought that the government would do one of three things. They would either choose to increase taxes, which would increase the revenue that they needed to pay down debt or to run the government. They would borrow more money, or they would just print more money. And he said, pick one of the three that you think you would rather have. Well, the fact is, in the case of our government today, they're about to do all of those things. Mm-hmm. Every one of them are going to be happening, which means we're going to have an ever-increasing U.S. government, ever-increasing federal debt. And what it's going to leave us with, Dave, is a huge burden on the consumer and on the U.S. business owner.
Well, Chuck, the obvious question is, what can we do about that?
Well, that's exactly what Larry was asked over and over and over, and he's going to answer in this next segment.
The question is, what can you do? I think you have to start at two levels. The first level is, What can I do? See, the role of the church has shifted so dramatically since the Great Depression. Prior to that time, the church was looked at as the entity that would provide for people in a time of need. And then when the government came in and to do it, the church backed out of it. And we don't do that anymore. It's time we began taking that back over again and giving them a helping hand through the local church, because that's where it should be done. But what can I do? The first thing I would encourage anybody to do, you've got to get out of debt. And you can't pay your house off. Most of you can't this year. But some of you can. But I tell you what, anybody who wanted to can get out of consumer debt, credit card debt, and that kind of debt. It'd probably take you a year. Once you've done that, start working on your next level of debt. If it's school loans or car loans or whatever, get out of debt. When you've gotten that done, and this economy doesn't fall apart in the next 5 or 6 years, you've still got enough time to get yourself totally out of debt, to actually own your house. Isn't it amazing that in 2 generations we've shifted from total ownership of our homes to total indebtedness? 30-year loans, where you pay back almost four times as much money as you borrow, typically. So first and foremost, we have to accept responsibility. Let me tell you about accepting responsibility. 80% of all Americans, now we are the wealthiest nation on earth, never let it be said otherwise, and are always going to be, if we can just get our heads on straight, the strongest nation economically on earth. We are the leaders. Here we are, wealthy people, and we're plunging ourselves into terrible debt. But you know, do you know that 80% of Americans who are the wealthiest people on earth accept some form of government subsidy on a regular basis? Government welfare, basically. And you may not think so, but that means student loans and home loans and business loans, and you just keep on naming it, all the way down to the lowest level, which is welfare, where it's a direct government entitlement or subsidy or transfer. At some point, you and I have to accept responsibility for our actions and say, listen, if I think this is going to happen, if I even believe it's going to happen, and I have a responsibility to the next generation, then I have to stop and say, no more. And that starts with me. No more. I will not accept another government handout. And then I'm going to command that my government begin to operate and function the way that it should. Government has never been, our government was not equipped to be an entitlement agency. It was equipped to help manage the country, has specific functions that they've long since taken over many other functions. Now they're trying to micromanage the economy for us. And we've got to command that the government stop doing that. First and foremost, I believe, we've got to balance this budget, whatever it takes. And it's going to take some tough things, see? The average American, until just recently, when surveyed, about 70 to 75% of all of Americans surveyed said they thought Congress was doing a poor job. But the same percentage, 70 to 75%, thought their congressman was doing a great job. Now, why is that? That's all across the country, by the way. Because in general, they see the Congress spinning the country into poverty, but their congressman got something for their district. And at some point, we have to accept responsibility and say, wait, everybody's has to bear the burden equally. That means everybody.
Well, Larry spent his entire life with that same mission, calling people to take responsibility for their actions. And I'm just taken back by how simple it is, but how few people actually do it. You know, he said, get out of debt, do something, eliminate consumer debt, and after you've done that, go to the next level of debt. Get rid of your school loans and then start working on that mortgage loan to get totally out of debt and to get off of dependency on what happens in this economy. And if you can do that, then you're not nearly as vulnerable. You know, I was reading to the children just this morning a verse that just really strikes me in the heart in John 13:17, when the Lord said, now that you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And I believe many people who are listening today, maybe were listening back in 1991. When Larry was on the air saying this very same thing. Maybe they can remember Larry's book. Maybe they bought a copy of it. But they never really thought it was necessary to take action. But as you listen today to those simple steps, the real question is, what am I going to do about it? Am I really going to take the first step and to take the action necessary to get my personal house in order and to be responsible to not get rolled up into this problem?
Chuck, let's continue this conversation after we take a short break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in this last segment, I want to ask you a personal question. You know, at the outset of the program, you made a comment that Larry Burkett never considered himself to be a prophet, but he spoke prophetically. He was able to look at all of the data, the biblical information, God's truth, and was able to very accurately predict where we would end up. And so here we are today. In many ways, you are cut out of the same cloth that Larry is. You're very prophetic in your speech. And what do you see? This is an opinion, but what do you see coming in the future?
Well, as Larry said, that opinions are free and they're usually worth that, right? And I have opinions. I have strong opinions, Dave, about what I think is going to happen. I do believe what Larry said in his book, we should be aware of, that after the big banking failure, the big when the financial system itself got into trouble, it would start to ripple. And that ripple would hit Main Street. It would go from Wall Street to Main Street. It would start to hit the small business owner. It would start to hit the American home and family. And it would put them in a lot of pain, and that we would see increasing joblessness. We would see a lot of suffering. We might even see a jobless rate get to 10% or more. And he didn't know how long it would last. It would all depend upon the government response. Well, here's my thought, Dave. We're seeing the government response. We know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to do the three things that are going to try to postpone the pain. They're going to do the only three things they can do: increase taxes, borrow more money, and to print more money. And those three things are going to create the largest economic bubble that the world has ever seen. The largest, strongest nation on earth, followed by many, many others who are doing the same thing, are going to create an unsustainable amount of debt that will one day catch up with all of us, and that the system could implode upon itself by the weight of the decisions that we made to try to postpone the pain today. And I believe that day's coming. I've said before, my biggest fear is that we're going to go through a period of time when it looks like the crisis is over, and we're going to be falsely lulled to sleep that, oh, it didn't happen. One more person was wrong. All the doom and gloomers were wrong. This is not really going to happen in America. It could never happen here. But Dave, I believe that there will be a day of reckoning. You cannot borrow and expect prosperity. One day you have to pay it back. One day there will be a day of reckoning, and we are putting ourselves in a position where we cannot do that. So take action. The same advice Larry gave. Even though that's what the government may be doing, you don't have to do that. You don't have to get caught up in that. But you're going to have to heed God's word and do what God said to do, and that's to be a slave to no one by being completely debt-free and having your personal house in order. That's the same message. That's never changed. God said that. I didn't. That's not my prophecy. It's God's prophecy.
Chuck, thanks so much for sharing your opinions with us. And thank you for joining us today. Join us again tomorrow for another edition of Money Life.